Welcome back to Sports Report, our regular review of the sporting scene around Todmorden, compiled by Andrew Colomos, and a Happy New Year to you all. We kick off our 2020 roundup with news of an encouraging start to the year for our Calder Valley Sunday League Division 1 side, Woodhouse, who have had an up-and-down season so far. But if they can maintain the form they showed after twice coming from behind in a 2-2 draw with Cock of the North in their opening game of 2020, then better times could be on the way for Jack Naylor's side. Woodhouse were a goal down after only 15 minutes, but hit back strongly and equalised when Luke Simmons netted from the penalty spot after a home defender had handled. Not for the first time, Woodhouse failed to maintain the momentum and fell behind again, only for Adam Gray and Johnny Arthur to set up Joe Connor, whose cross was turned in by a home defender. No wonder Naylor was a happy man afterwards, saying we conceded two soft goals, but the fight and desire to get back in the game was great to see. We worked hard and played good football. So keep it up, lads. Now to our indomitable runners, who have, as usual, shrugged aside everything the elements could throw at them to see out the old year in style and make a bright start to the 2020 campaign. And first, news of a victory for Todmorden Harriers women in the final event of 2019, the Vocation Mythamroyd Fell Race, run inevitably in heavy conditions. A team of 17 runners took part in the women's team, and pride of place went to Annie Roberts, who won the women's section and finished 17th overall. And backed up by Amby Swindles and Jane Leonard, she helped the Harriers to see out the old year with a victory in the team event. And barely had the festivities ended than competitors from the Harriers were off to take part in the Hit the Trail 5-mile race in Stockport. This time, pride of place went to Darren Shackleton, who proved that he stayed in trim over Christmas and New Year by coming home in a fine third place. Teammate Darren Tweed also excelled, finishing in a creditable 11th, while Kerry Edwards was a Harrier's leading lady home in 12th place in the female event. Kerry also finished 5th in the over 45 section. And finally, congratulations to Andrew Worcester, who started the new year as he finished the old with his third victory out of three in the West Yorkshire Winter League cross country. Duncan Canham finished 18th in the field of 551. Well done to you all. Boxing was on the agenda for Todmorden youngsters when the Northern Powerhouse Boxing Academy held an open day at Perseverance Mill in Todmorden. The female-led, non-profit-making organisation opened its doors to offer adults and children coaching and fitness sessions. They also go into local schools, social services, and youth and community groups, hoping to encourage participants to enjoy the benefits of boxing and greater fitness. And as well as encouraging youngsters to take up the sport, the academy gives mother and daughter boxer size classes to help young mums and their children keep in trim. For further information, call 07818 661 223. And finally, cricket. Yes, despite the bleak midwinter we are all enduring, the good news is that it's only 3 months to the start of a new cricket season, when Todmorden and Wolston will once again be vying for local bragging rights in the Lancashire League. Wolston, champions 2 years ago and runners-up last time, have had the better of things since joining the league in 2018. But Todd will be determined to turn the tables in Championship, Worsley Cup and 2020 combat in the new campaign and have re-signed 2018 professional Kelly Smuts, a South African all-rounder, for the forthcoming season. Umesh Karunaratne has re-signed for Wolston for a seventh season and will be bringing you all the news in the build-up to the season in the next couple of months.